Okay, so you've been on my radar for a good couple of months now. We're both members of James Schrampko's Super Fast Results Forum, and I've noticed more so recently that just in a couple of different threads, you're doing quite a few different business models and getting some really good results with them. And so you've been, popping up on my radar again and again. And so I really wanted to, get you on the line and have a chat with you and see what you can bring to my listeners. So just going through your forum posts, I figured out that you got started with affiliate marketing around 2 years ago, and you kind of let slip that you're still getting checks from some of those affiliate programs 2 years later. So give us a bit of a rundown. How did you get started in affiliate marketing?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Kyle. Well, like you said, I started affiliate marketing officially, if you want, about 2 years ago when I actually started a company and went through the official business route. Actually, to be honest with you, I've been doing affiliate marketing for way, way longer than that, since I was a kid. Since I was about 13 years old, I got into it. I started to understand about affiliate marketing. I used to make really basic websites and monetize them with, I don't know if you remember Barnes and Noble, online bookstore. So I used to monetize them with widgets from Barnes and Noble, make a couple of pounds, a couple of dollars every now and then. When I was 12 or 13 years old, it's not bad going. But
Awesome.
in terms of really ramping it up, it was only about 2 years ago, to be honest with you, when I really started doing this full time. I was working my background's in law. When I decided to sort of quit my corporate job and do my internet marketing full time, I started along the same lines as I did when I was a kid. Very, very small affiliate marketing programs, and just setting up websites, promoting things on all the social media stuff, of course, because 2 years ago that's when it all really started kicking off. And I'm still getting checks from some of those products that, and to be honest with you, when I first started again 2 years ago, I was quite bad in setting up my tracking and measuring. So sometimes I get checks, and to be honest with you, I've got absolutely no idea where they're coming from or what products are selling, which is a good problem to have.
Yeah, definitely. So that's interesting. You come from a law background, and I assume you were paid fairly well in that job.
You can imagine it was one of those safe jobs or safe careers, pretty well paid. I graduated with my law degree when I was 22. I worked for a couple of years in corporate law in London. So it was all suits and all of that kind of stuff in the city. I was good at it, but I didn't love it. And that was my main bugbear, to be honest with you. I didn't want to just plod along and just do it for the sake of doing it. Ironically, when I quit my job at my firm, about 2 months later, I signed up that very firm as one of my top consultancy clients, and they're still one of
Nice.
my top clients today. And that's a great feeling to essentially fire your boss, to say, look, I don't need your job anymore, to then sign them up as a client is a brilliant feeling.
That's amazing. That's cool. I love that you said, talking about doing what you love and stuff like that. There's no amount of money that makes doing something you don't love worthwhile. But
Absolutely.
I always find it interesting with people who, started off in a or were in a, a fairly well-paid job, because that's the hardest job to leave. When you've got decent money coming in, like you said, you've got it kind of a little bit easy. That's really hard to move on from, and to go full-time in internet marketing, I think, is a really big achievement in itself. So I really love hearing stories of people like that. Now,
Thanks,
just
mate.
talking a bit more about affiliate marketing, you've mentioned, I think in one of your forum posts that, your approach is a bit different to a lot of other affiliates, and you said you only really aim to get $100 or £100 a month from any one affiliate product. So, what made you choose that model in the beginning?
Again, it stems from a young age, and a lot of my thing. I'm going to go ahead and admit this. A lot of the stuff when I started, I was doing by accident. I had no idea what I was actually doing, and it was working. And then later on, I looked back and realized, right, that was my strategy. This is what I was doing. But I mean, the reasons that was my model is, since a young age, I've always been a hardcore realist. Of course, I love to dream big and have, massive ambitions, but I'd like to think that I'm very good at setting myself up for success by setting goals that I know I'm going to hit without getting overwhelmed. And some people say, well, it's a bit of a fix because you're setting goals really easy that you know you're going to hit. But that's absolutely fine. And the problem is I see so many people in internet marketing, new people in venturing into internet marketing. You know, they come out and say, I want to make $1 million in 5 months. Now, between me and you, we know that's possible. I mean, you know, we've seen people make $1 million in 24 hours in our industry. But from to do that from a standing start with no product or no big product launch or no big JVs planned, you know, it's very, very difficult. And without putting anyone down or saying it's not possible, I think it's really important to set realistic goals. And if you have to, yeah, fix them, make them loaded goals so you know you're gonna achieve them. Because by achieving lots of small goals, you get all those small successes, and that's a great feeling, and it keeps you motivated even though it's only a small target that you've reached. It's like I compare it to, you know, the Roger Bannister example, the 4 minute or the mile story, where nobody thought it was possible to run like this guy did, and now everyone tries and a lot of people succeed. But it doesn't mean just because you want to do it, it happens. You've still got to put the training in and the preparation. So that's a little bit like internet marketing, where, yep, loads of people have made millions and millions of dollars in a very short space of time, but it hasn't just happened. They haven't just woken up one day and made the money. There's a whole lot of work, a whole lot of preparation involved. A lot of people set their goals to start with way too high, that overwhelms them, and when they don't achieve those goals, they kind of get put off. And that's usually the crowd that say, "Ah, internet marketing doesn't work." So that was my strategy: be a realist, set really small goals that are almost guaranteed to be met, and that's a great feeling. And that's what I was riding on along all the way: is small successes. And people say, well, $100 a month, what's the point? It's not worth that. It's not even worth your time. And then I pull out my party trick and I say, yeah, I'm only getting $100 a month from this product, but I've got 50 products doing the same thing.
I think you're spot on when you say, you know, people basically set themselves up for failure a lot of the time. They really do set these really big goals. And, you know, I'm all for setting big goals, but you do have to be realistic and realize that, you know, a lot of these big success stories you hear about, there's always that untold story that, you know, doesn't really get plastered around the limelight.
Absolutely.
When you get to know these people, you know, they always had something going for them that was the big helping hand, whether it was some kind of a JV partner, or whether someone, you know, literally mentored or coached them, or they invested, you know, $30,000 to basically get on the inside with people. There's always some kind of insider story.
Exactly. And
I think for the average person, you know, just starting out, just doing everything themselves, you know, building their own websites, doing their own graphics, doing everything themselves, for them to have these huge goals really does just set themselves up for failure. So I think it was very insightful for you to, you know, realize that early on and just go for the quick wins. And like you said, it's only $100 a month, but when you do that and it's working, you can just repeat the process, you know, as many times as you want and scale it up like that. So I love that. That's brilliant. Now, you also mentioned somewhere in one of the forums, I've been digging up on you, mate, I've been researching, you also said that your model has now changed and that, you know, you've evolved a bit as a marketer. So tell us how it's changed and why you made those changes.
Okay, well, I mean, my story as, or my evolution as a marketer is a fairly typical type of story. You know, I started off with the affiliate marketing route and being an affiliate for others. And I had that moment fairly soon after that, after I started making some decent money. I was pretty young, and I thought this is really cool. And then I thought, I had that light bulb moment when you realize, actually, who's making more money here? Is it me or is it the guy owning the product? And then you start to realize all the back end products. And when I used to buy some of the products that I was an affiliate for, which I think is important on a side note, you realize that you're being sold more stuff afterwards, or a membership option, or, you know, some coaching afterwards. And I thought, hold on a second, I'm not getting any commissions for these things. What's going on? And just learning by, I wouldn't say by mistake, but learning along the way that actually the real money, if you want, is in the hands of the product owner. So my route was, started off as a typical internet marketer usually does, as an affiliate for others, having that light bulb moment, and then deciding, right, my next step as a marketer is to create my own products. And rather than me be an affiliate for somebody else, have a whole bunch of affiliates for me. So literally, you know, the tables have turned. That's not to say I've stopped being an affiliate for others, because to be honest, Kyle, even if I wanted to stop, I couldn't, because those checks are still coming in. It's like, you know, I've put out all these links and all this content years ago, and they're still being found by people online. But my evolution has been literally, if you want to map it out, affiliate marketer to product owner. And now also do a hell of a lot of offline consultancy. I offer outsourced SEO services, which I in turn am outsourcing as well, and helping and coaching others to create their own products and helping them with product launches. So gone from very, very basic, you know, affiliate marketer in my bedroom or my laptop to now coaching, running workshops. My own products are out there being sold, you know, whilst I sleep, which is the ultimate dream, really. You're making money whilst you sleep, yeah.
Fantastic. So it sounds like you've got a pretty solid business with, you know, a lot of different pillars. And, you know, if one thing stops working or if one thing blows up, you know, you've got other things supporting you, which I think is always really important. And just one little side question. This is a question that always comes up when we talk about affiliate marketing and making money online. But are you only in the internet marketing niche, or are you in other niche markets as well?
I started off being only in the IM niche because that's all I really knew about. I was really comfortable talking about it. And actually, I probably owned all of the products that I was an affiliate for as well. So I felt morally okay selling things that I knew exactly what they were, how good they were. Recently, I mean, I say recently, over the last maybe 12, 18 months, I have ventured into a whole bunch of other niches. You know, one of my favorite niches actually is computer games and drilling down further into specific games. It's massive market. You know, there's some game niches that I'm in where there's 11 million subscribers to the game, and these guys are playing on games online all the time. So it's a huge market there. Of course, there's totally random niches, like and I'm going to go ahead and just give you these niches. I'm in luxury caviar, and that's, you know, anyone listening to this call can go and research that niche, and it's a hot niche because you can make a lot of money, especially around Christmas time. It's fairly seasonal, but it's great because you get a lot of aristocrats buying caviar as gifts for their friends and family and clients around Christmas time. And one very tiny jar of caviar can be $700-$800 US. So you can imagine the commissions off that are pretty phenomenal.
That's fantastic. I love hearing about people who are in real niches, because I think, you know, one of the objections you hear from a lot of people who haven't really yet made their first dollar is, you know, they get to that point and they're like, oh, it's all just a scam. Everyone's just selling internet marketing stuff back and forth to each other. But, you know, you and I both know that there are some really, really serious marketers who no one knows them. You know, they're not in the internet marketing niche. They're not gurus. They're just quietly making money in those little niches, like you mentioned, you know, little weird things like caviar that, you know, the majority of people would just never even think to market. But it's a huge little niche market that you can make, you know, a small fortune off. And like your original affiliate strategy, you make a small fortune offline and then you scale it and then you get more of them and you build more sites and then you go into another niche and you do the same thing.
Exactly.
So fantastic. Now, you know, my site's all about consulting. The bulk of my business is based around various consulting models. You mentioned before that you were doing some SEO consulting type work. Again, I've been researching you. I know you only started this fairly recently, and, you know, a month or two ago, and you've already signed up 5 clients, and you got more lining up to literally hand you money. So let's dig into that a bit, because, you know, I've got students and they're really eager to get started and they love hearing about other people who are out there and doing it. So why did you decide to be an SEO consultant?
SEO is one of the biggest gray areas in internet marketing, not just for internet marketers, but for just normal business people as well, professional business people with a website. SEO, especially in this country, in the UK, it's almost become a whole industry in itself. And I saw that as an opportunity to go out there and actually show people, or as many people as I can, how to do it properly and what it's really about, what's really important in SEO. Because unfortunately, Kyle, I'm talking on behalf of the UK here, there's a lot of people not doing SEO very well here. There's a lot of people who think they know about it. They've tried it on their own website. They've got some good rankings, and they're suddenly coming up as SEO gurus or SEO experts. And that's the same with some fairly large agencies as well. And unfortunately, there's not much confidence in the SEO industry in the UK, because so many people have just been, well, scammed by it. They've been lured into paying a lot of money every month to get ranked for some really ridiculously easy long-tailed keywords, which, you know, anyone can achieve without having to pay much money for it. So I thought, right, let me set up this SEO branch of of my business and offer it to my existing clients and to new clients as a real service with real SEO work. And as you know, I put it all through SEO Partner from James. But essentially, I started off literally, like you said, a month or 2 months ago, because and this is using SEO Partner. My own SEO package just was nowhere near as good and comprehensive as the SEO Partner package that James was offering. And I thought, right, let me actually scrap my own package and be a reseller for SEO Partner. And that was the main distinction. I didn't want to be an affiliate for SEO Partner. The commissions are great that are offered by being an affiliate for that product. But by being a reseller, you can charge whatever you want. And, you know, within reason, you can make a lot more money being a reseller of this package, or of any SEO package, in fact, not just this one, anyone. Because let's say, for example, let's just put a ballpark figure out there that you're charging £1,000 a month for the basic SEO package. You're outsourcing that to SEO Partner and they're charging a few hundred bucks. Now, the margin on that is just, it's infinitely times bigger than being an affiliate. So that was my main distinction, that anyone wanting to be an SEO reseller, be a reseller rather than an affiliate. There is a caveat to that. You do have to know a little bit about SEO and, well, a lot about SEO, because people will ask you questions. You're the middleman. You're the person liaising between the client and the project manager, so that any questions, they go through you. And it's good to have a good, solid foundation of SEO knowledge, so that you don't come across as just somebody who's found this product online and you're flogging it, you know, with all due respect. But there's a lot of people doing that. So yeah, like you said, I signed up about 5 clients pretty much immediately, because I think the marketplace was crying out for someone who knew what they were talking about. Now, in the UK, my whole branding is actually quite tongue-in-cheek. My branding is the internet marketing guy. So my logos and my, you know, my business cards and you name it, everything has got, it's basically an avatar of myself, and I'm being known as the internet marketing guy. So I've leveraged off that sort of branding to the offline businesses, and immediately I signed up 5 clients that, you know, without giving too much away, at almost £1,000 a month. And I thought, hold on a second, if I'm getting 5 clients signing up within, say, a week at this price, either I'm really popular or I'm just not charging enough. So actually, you know, I'm looking to raise those prices just so I can handle the supply and demand aspect of it. And like you said, there are more people lining up. And this is hot off the press. Last night, I was packing up my day, and an email came through from my website, and it was a referral from an existing agency who outsourced their SEO to me through SEO Partner. And this is something I'm really excited about. No one actually knows this yet, but I got an email from a company who stocks their products inside Harrods. Nice. You know Harrods in London.
They're massive,
extremely, extremely lavish and luxurious department store. I think, on a side note, I think there was in the paper last 2 weeks ago, they've just sold a bathtub. You know, your run-of-the-mill bathtub. Well, actually, it wasn't run-of-the-mill, but a bathtub for £500,000 or $500,000. And you think, wow, that's a bathtub. That's, you know, I don't know what comes out of the taps in that bathtub.
Obviously, the house that they put that in.
You can imagine the house it's going in, right? But I actually used to, when I was a kid, I used to do part-time work in Harrods, just in a bit of retail. And I remember some guy came in and he bought some bed sheets, and he paid £4,000 for some pillowcases, a duvet cover and some bed sheets. And I was like, wow, this place is amazing. And that was during the sale. So you can imagine the kind of stuff they sell in there. So this one client or one prospective client emailed me last night saying, look, I've heard about your SEO program. You've got some big clients on it, and I've got one of the UK's leading Apple premium reseller companies. I'm looking after their SEO. I'm looking after some extremely high-end hotels in London, very, very posh boutique hotels. And now this potential client who's stocking their product inside Harrods. And that's like, wow, instantly when I shifted from using my own SEO package, which wasn't that good, to be honest with you, to using SEO Partner, it's like you said, people actually are lining up to give money away. And after this call, I'm going to have to draft a very, very carefully worded response to these Harrods clients. So it's exciting using SEO alone.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, for those who don't know, SEO Partner is James Shramko's outsourced SEO service. You can check that out at seopartnerpro.com. And basically, you know, they've got a team of really good guys who do great SEO work, and they're a very powerful resource. I've been questioned before about, you know, the ethics of reselling a service like that. And I think the important thing to note is that as a consultant and as a reseller, you bring the most important piece of the puzzle to the table, and that's the knowledge of SEO and, you know, helping people guide how they use that kind of a service. Because, you know, there's no point building links and doing all this SEO work for keywords that aren't going to convert or on pages that aren't going to convert. You know, it's very easy to throw your money away on what is a great service, but in an ineffective manner. So as a consultant, you bring a lot of value to the table by, you know, helping them find the keywords that are going to be most profitable for them, and then getting their pages set up correctly and all those kind of little things that go along with it. And when you're talking about clients who can make, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 when they sign up a new client, then, you know, they only need to make one new client a month, and they've, you know, made a serious return on their investment with you. And they're our chosen outsource resource for SEO services. I was like you, I tried to put together my own little SEO package. And even with two full-time outsource workers from the Philippines, I couldn't get them to be as productive as James's team. And they were costing me almost twice as much as what I paid for his package. So I think it's extremely good value. And in the right hands, it's a very, very powerful service.
Absolutely. And just adding on what you said there, as a role of a consultant, you are providing the solution to the problem. Whether as a reseller or as a consultant or an affiliate or anything, to make money in business, I've always been brought up being taught find a problem and offer the solution, and that's exactly what this is all about.
Yeah, I don't think you can ever go too far wrong if you're solving people's problems.
Not at all.
So you've lined up five clients. Now, walk us through the process. How did you actually get these clients? They didn't just, you know, pop out of nowhere. You had to have kind of a process to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually do a lot of offline business networking. I'm sure you get these in Australia. You get the breakfast networking groups or the evening networking groups. And I like that kind of stuff. I go along, do a bit of networking, have a couple of drinks with some people there, have some food. And you're just talking to people, and that's what it's all about. It's just about having conversations. I'm one of the few people at networking events that will actually try to sell anything, because no one's really interested the first time they meet you in what your product is or what you do or what your life story is. No one really cares, to be honest. It's about building the relationships, building a bit of rapport, and through that, people will start to trust you. You know, it's like there's a networking group in the UK that I'm a part of, and their motto is meet, like, know, and trust. So you meet someone the first time, you then get to like them, or you build a little bit of rapport. You then get to know them as the relationship evolves, and then ultimately you get to trust them. And that's where the magic happens. That's where the business is done. That's where they start referring clients to you because they trust you, and vice versa. So I did a lot of offline networking. Saying that, I have what I did also just the leverage of my online activities. My Internet Marketing Highway blog gets, excuse my French, but it gets crap loads of traffic. And I thought, right, how can I leverage off that? And that's really there just to put content out there, and it's monetized with a whole bunch of affiliate stuff. I thought, how can I really leverage off this traffic? So I created a separate page on my blog called Services, whacked on the SEO package with a PayPal button to say, right, here you go, here's the offer, here's the button to pay for it. Really, really simple stuff. And I had one of those five clients last month sign up from the blog. So it's a bit of a mix from getting clients offline, and one of those clients came through the online blog. Now the referrals are coming from both. I'm getting my offline clients referring me to their colleagues and clients and contacts. But for example, this client who emailed me yesterday about the Harrods job, they came from the website. I got an email from them through my contact form on the website, and that sort of gives me a little bit of an indication that they've been referred either by another online client or they've just found me from the website, from the search engine somewhere. So it's a bit of a mix. I think this may have come across already in my business model, but I try and cover all bases. I try and diversify a fair bit rather than rely on only online networking or offline networking or only referrals. I do try and use as many different lead generation methods as possible, just because I enjoy it. It's not essential for everyone to go out and do loads of business networking and breakfast clubs and all over the country, but I actually travel all over the UK, not just for the breakfast events, but just for speaking gigs as well. And because I'm showing my face in the right places offline in these very breakfast networking groups that, you know, everyone gets together, have a bit of breakfast together, and the network, all the businesses get together. Through that, I'm getting requests if I can speak at someone's event or someone's product launch event and what have you. So I find myself traveling all over the place. And as you know, Kyle, you know, you speak at an event, everyone wants to talk to you after that, and you get clients through that. Now I'm going to be filtering a lot of these clients into the SEA partner product, and also using the SEA partner product as an upsell for some of my existing clients who have, you know, bought an ebook or just bought something through my affiliate link as a bonus or something like that. So I've got a whole bunch of ways that I'm going to get more clients for SEA partner, as well as the automated things that online they're coming through without really doing anything else. So I'm just leveraging off my existing traffic and existing online activities.
Fantastic. Yeah, I like how everything kind of builds on top of each other. You know, when you really start getting deep into a market, you know, you can be selling an affiliate ebook and then have a back-end autoresponder sequence that sells them into a multi-$1,000 SEO package. You know, it really can be that kind of leverage. And I really like that you said, you know, you do lots of offline stuff and, you know, you're meeting people face-to-face. Because I think a lot of people, they've got this dream that, you know, they can be this internet marketer guy sitting behind the computer and never meeting people. But I can't think of one person that I know that's actually been very successful doing that. There's been people who have been moderately successful, but all the ones who have, you know, really made a name for themselves have done it through meeting people in person, whether it's been through, you know, some kind of a networking event or speaking or putting on their own gigs. You know, nothing beats meeting someone face to face and shaking their hand. You know,
couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I mean, you go to a networking event, shake someone's hand, tell them about, you know, your SEO services, and then the next day they get a cold call from someone trying to sell SEO services. You know, that person doesn't have a shot in hell of getting that client when, you know, you're essentially now a friend of that person.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I think that's brilliant. I think a lot of people need to kind of let go of that fantasy that, you know, you can just sit behind the computer and make a whole bunch of money, because, I mean, you might be able to do that, but I guarantee you can do it a lot quicker and a lot more enjoyably if you go offline and actually meet people in real life.
Absolutely.
So just wrapping up a little SEO topic here, you got any final pieces of advice for someone who wants to get into the SEO reseller game?
First of all, I would say, I mean, you can start off as an affiliate, but if you really want to ramp it up straight away, go in as a reseller of somebody else's product, somebody else's SEO product. Try and leverage it off an existing blog or a website where you've already got traffic in the internet marketing marketplace, so you don't have to start from scratch. And also, as an SEO reseller, it's good to be able to walk the walk and talk the talk. You want to show people, because people will ask, you know, you're an SEO guy, you know, how can I find you online? What results have you got? So try and work on your own SEO and make it really, really make sure your own SEO is already up to scratch and your own website is not missing anything, any of the important parts of SEO either. Offer it. Also, another great tip is offer it as an upsell. So whilst you are trying to get new clients, don't forget your existing clients, because that's you're sitting on a landmine. On a landmine? That's the wrong terminology. You're sitting on a jackpot. I don't know where that came from. You're sitting on a gold mine. That's what I wanted to say.
Gold mine, that's all right.
You're sitting on a gold mine with your existing clients. So rather than be really, really obsessed like some people are at finding new clients, just look after your existing clients and offer it to them as an upsell. It's an easier sell. They're much more likely to trust you already because they're already bought from you. But my main tip for selling an SEO package for me is to be a reseller, not an affiliate, like I said.
Fantastic. Yeah, I really like selling more stuff to your existing customers. One of my favorite stories, a friend of mine, he sold a website to a client and then he thought, okay, well, now what am I going to do? He thought, I know what I'll do. I'll go back to that same client and ask him if they want another website. And they did. And so suddenly he's got this $10,000 project instead of a $5,000 project, all simply by asking that first client, hey, would you like some more of what you already bought off me?
Absolutely. It's one of the most simple things in business to make more money. People say, how can I make more money? And a typical consultant would say, well, you can either lower your costs or charge more. I think there's a third angle to that. You have to say sell more to existing clients, and not many people appreciate that or realize the power of your existing clients. They've already bought from you. They've already built the rapport. They're already more prepared to buy with you or buy from you again.
Yeah, and I think people are never really satisfied in terms of anything they want. And I don't mean that in a bad way, as in you're not performing. It's just that we always want more. If you get someone traffic, they might be thrilled with how much traffic you got, but at the end of the day, they still want more traffic. They still want more sales.
Absolutely.
And so if you say, well, let's build you another website and put on an SEO package for that as well, you've now doubled their revenue streams. You've doubled your revenue streams, and you've got an even happier client and really taken them that next step in the relationship.
Absolutely. And I've been sort of mentioning, and you've mentioned upselling to them. I think it's equally important, and we're going a little bit off the point here, but that's all right, just to downsell to them as well. Just because you're offering them something of less, that's costing them less than the original product, that's not a bad thing at all. There's still that whole process still kicks in of building more rapport, building more trust with you. And that I had a great example of that yesterday. My graphics guy here in London just sent me all the final artwork for a new branding that I've just had done by him, and it cost me a fair bit of money. It was a good investment, but it didn't come cheap. After he sent me, pretty much immediately after he sent me the email with all the different image files, he sent me another email saying, "Hey Suraj, now you've got all the image files, can I interest you in designing a banner stand?" So I said, actually, I do need that. Why do I need to go and find another graphic designer now? I replied, I said, yep, do me 2 8-foot banners and 1,000 business cards. Now, that's a downsell, because those banners and the business cards put together, it still comes in, the invoice will still come in less than the branding itself. But it's a downsell, and he still made more money from me in a good way, because I trust the guy. He's done my graphics before. So they say, and it saves me going to find the same product somewhere else. So just as much as an upsell is important with the SEO, if people are already offering very high-end consultancy and coaching, you can even downsell to sell your SEO package if you're charging less for it. So there's upsells and downsells, so you can't really lose.
Fantastic. Love it. Now, okay, you've dropped a couple of times and made one outrageous claim about the amount of traffic that you get. I know you've been doing some pretty impressive stuff with YouTube videos. You mentioned something like 7,000 views in a week, 210 logged-ins, something like that. There's some pretty impressive numbers. I know people have been building a list for a year and haven't got 210 opt-ins. So walk us through that process, because I'm really interested to find out more about that.
Okay, basically, this is going back now about 10 days or so, and I was sitting with one of my business partners at my house, as you do. We're just chilling out, and we're talking about trying to get into some new niches, just as an affiliate, niches that we didn't know too much about, but we knew that people were making money in. So we thought, right, let's come up with this niche, and it was a computer game niche that we didn't really know too much about. We hadn't really played the game ourselves. We knew it was a massive, massive market. So we found someone who really was playing the game, you know, all the time and was really, really into this thing. And we asked them to create us a bunch of videos just of the gameplay and just a little bit of running commentary as a voiceover behind the scenes. So literally really, really basic stuff. We went to YouTube. YouTube is just one of the ways to distribute videos. But we thought, well, let's keep it simple. Create a free account on YouTube, created a channel for this particular niche, branded it up with some very, very basic backgrounds, you know, create our own background on Microsoft Word, saved it as an image and uploaded it. Some very, very basic stuff. We started loading up videos over the course of 1 week. Now, after a week, we'd loaded up 50 videos. So it's a fair amount of videos. It's not, you know, just a few. It's a lot of videos, 50 videos, which we'd got from our guy who was really into this computer game. We monetized it by, initially, actually, we monetized it by putting a link to an affiliate product in the description of the video. And we were looking at the stats. So we saw people were clicking through, hadn't, you know, within a couple of days, hadn't made any commissions just yet, but we saw that people were clicking on the link. And then we sort of realized our own mistake that rather than sending people straight to the affiliate product, why not put something in the middle? And by that, I mean an opt-in form. So we capture these people's information and then send them to the affiliate product anyway. But if they don't buy, then at least we're still building our list. Now, just that one tiny distinction and that change to all those videos, a little bit tedious going through 50 videos to change all the links, but had to be done. And we put on a very basic AWeber-hosted opt-in form. So we didn't even put it on a blog. We just hosted it on AWeber. and we made the dimensions of the form massive, so it looked like it took up pretty much the whole page. We stretched it out quite wide, so when you go to the website or go to that link, it looks like it's a squeeze page.
Fantastic.
So AWeber hosted, we cloaked the link, and that's all we did really to it. But we put that link onto the description of the videos, and again, it's important to put it at the very start of the description. So people don't have to go hunting for that link. And excuse me, we noticed that we were getting about 1,000 views of the videos per day. So within a week, we'd hit, you know, give or take 7,000. And we were just looking at each other thinking, what just happened there? And that was absolutely crazy. We were doing the same thing on Twitter at the same time, just a bit of split testing, just to see who, you know, which one would work out better, YouTube or Twitter. And YouTube just absolutely just trumped Twitter all day long, 1,000 views per day of people actually searching for this stuff. And on YouTube, you can see the insights, which is the YouTube equivalent of Google Analytics. And they're not as detailed, but it's a great little tool. We saw that out of those 7,000, probably about 5,500, 6,000 were coming from YouTube searches. So again, that all comes down to the SEO on those videos, the description, the tag, the title, all that sort of stuff. The rest of them were coming from related videos, or other people had started to embed those videos on their blogs around this niche.
Fantastic.
So I'm thinking, wow, this is incredible, absolutely incredible. 7,000 views in a week, about 3% opt-in, which comes to around 200 or 210 opt-ins. So then after we hit the 50 videos, we stopped. We thought, right, okay, we stopped adding 5 or 10 videos a day. Let's just leave it and see if this thing runs on autopilot. And you've got to remember, this was just a bit of mucking around, a bit of testing, to seeing what we can do with this. It's been now, like I said, about 10 days, almost 2 weeks. The rate of the views has slowed down a little bit from about 1,000 to 400. But that's all right, because 400 views a day is not a joke. It's still a lot of views. With the opt-ins coming in just as fast. When people opt in, the thank you page is one affiliate product. They then get that triggers a series of autoresponder emails with more affiliate products. And I think we've set up about 12 emails in the autoresponder series, all spaced out accordingly. But there's going to be massive opportunity for these guys on the list to to buy an affiliate product that we're promoting. And the way we are convincing people to get onto that list is we've created a free ebook around this product, around this particular computer game, using, again, free resources. You know, get some articles from eZine articles or eZine articles and put them together in an ebook, create a contents page. It's important still to give credit to the authors of those articles as well. But it works. People are really, people really want things packaged up nicely. And rather than them having to find 10 articles individually, we've got them all in this really easy ebook, put a basic graphic on it, and the list is building. And now it's all on autopilot. We've made a decision not to add any more videos, but now do that same thing with a whole bunch of different niches. So we're going to dominate a whole bunch of small niches. And even with that, and going back to many years ago when I first started, the strategy that we've said is let's leave it at 300 or 400 views per day. Whatever the options, they come in, that's fine. Let's aim for about $100 a month commissions from these products. Now, something tells me, Kyle, that if we're getting 7,000 views a week, we'll probably hit that $100 commissions per month, even with an absolutely tiny conversion rate. That's not going to be a problem. And that's what I meant by, you know, setting ourselves up for success. And yeah, that's a bit of a fix, because we saw we're going to be getting, you know, ridiculous, almost 30,000 views per month. We only really need one conversion from that to make $100 commission, because the product we're selling is maybe $400 or $500. So you can probably expect a decent commission of $100 or $50 at least. So we're almost setting ourselves up ridiculously easy to get those commissions. But that can be a win on our whiteboard. We can just put ticks, and that's a good feeling. It's, you know, it's good for the psychology, good for your mind as well, to see you achieving your targets, however small they are. So we thought, right, if this one product getting 30,000 views per month gets us a minimum of 100, and remember, we aim for 100. We usually get much more than 100 because 100 is so small. We're going to go away and do that over the next few months. Every weekend, he's going to come to my house, and we're going to just do the same thing for completely different niches. And over the next few months, we'll end up with about 50 of these channels all producing $100 a month. And again, start the similarity is exactly what I started with affiliate marketing all those years ago. Keep it simple, and the traffic will come. And that it's magic. I just can't stop talking about this, as you can tell. I really, really love talking about this kind of stuff, and it's powerful, very powerful. And that's it's the most simple strategy in the world. You know, we haven't put up a blog yet for them. We haven't done any articles for them. It's just pure video marketing. Just proves, you know, how big the video marketing model is.
Yeah, mate, you dropped so many little gold nuggets in that little 5-minute speech there. Like, literally, I took down 5 or 6 different notes of things that, you know, I think are complete game changers for a lot of people. The first big one, it took me way too long to realize this, is sending people to a squeeze page rather than an affiliate site. I think that's the biggest mistake most newbies make with affiliate marketing, is they're lazy, basically. They just try and send traffic direct to an affiliate program and then wonder why, you know, they're making $40 a month or something and working 40 hours a week to do it.
Yeah.
The week I started sending people to an opt-in form and then off to the affiliate program, like, my affiliate side of my business literally like quadrupled, and that was before I got good at writing autoresponders or anything like that. Just the fact that you've got a list and can, you know, contact them even one more time to send them back to the affiliate program is just massive. But the one thing I wanted to ask, you mentioned you outsource the 50 videos, and there's two questions I want to ask there. The first one is, how did you convince someone to do 50 videos for you? And the second part is, how long are the videos? Are they, you know, 30-second videos, 5-minute videos?
Okay, the videos they range between 4 minutes to maybe 8 minutes long. They're not long at all. It's enough to get people interested and a little bit excited by the content. And then we say, right, you know, for more of this, you need to click on the link and get our report or whatever. The the way I convince someone to, and this goes for any industry, whether it's, you know, fishing or caviar, like I said, if you find someone with a passion for this stuff, they'll do it all day long for you, because it's like you touched on before, when you find something that you love doing, you don't work a day in your life. And there's so many people doing, for example, this computer game, playing this computer game. And all we say to them is, look, you just play your computer game as you would normally. Just install this bit of software that will record your screen as you play it. And if you can you do a little bit of a walkthrough for, you know, how to beat the boss on level 500 or whatever, or how to get more gold, or how to get more points, or how to get an extra life in the game. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, they'll say, okay, so what's in it for me? And you say, look, mate, we'll put a link to your website, because usually these guys have all got their own blogs and their own websites, their own Twitter accounts promoting stuff as well. Sure. So we give a bit of a, give them back a little bit. If they're really going to be involved, we'll put it down as a proper JV. Say, look, you do the videos, and we'll give you a split of the commissions. But if it's usually, you know, a teenager somewhere who's really into his computer games, he'll be more than happy to record it, and it'll make him feel good as well that his videos are out there all over the internet. And on the video, and this is something that a lot of people ask for, is a link back to the website. But rather than doing that, what we say is we'll put a caption on the video, like crediting you. So, you know, if you, Kyle, had done the videos for us, for example, we'd put a caption on the video saying, thanks to Kyle for creating this video for us. But that way we don't lose any link juice. We don't lose a potential buyer by clicking on the link to your website. And that's with all due respect. We want the click. So there's a few ways around that to give these people credit. And they really appreciate that, because they don't quite understand the whole concept of it, of us running it as a business. It's just a little bit of fun for them. So I outsource it to people who really love what they're doing. Like for the caviar, for example, and again, going quite deep into this, I've never eaten caviar in my life, neither do I plan to. I just don't see the appeal. But there are a whole bunch of people who I know through my business networking and through some other networking that, you know, they've had caviar. They do have caviar at Christmas or whatever. So I go up to them and say, look, can I interview you? Can I ask you some questions about it? And when people start talking about things that they like, the fact that, or the matter of, you know, can I pay you for it, or what's in it for me, that objection never comes into it, because it doesn't seem like work to them. If someone phones me up on the weekend to talk about football, I'll talk all weekend about it, and I won't even say, oh, can I have my commissions now, or can I have a link to my website in return? You know, come off it. You're talking to people about things that they love. And that's the best way I've found my best people that I outsource things to. Of course, I use all the online services, you know, there's Rentacoda and Elance and 99 Designs, all this stuff. But if you find someone who really loves what you're asking them to do, and they'll usually do it for free or just for a little bit of credit on the videos or the article. So it's a little bit of a different strategy for me to find my outsourcing team. But it works.
I love that. I think that's just brilliant. And you are spot on when you say that, you know, if people like doing something and love doing something, the thought of them, you know, getting paid for it doesn't even enter their head. You know, I think as marketers, you know, and we focus a lot on the money as part of our business, you know, it's kind of the point of our marketing is to make money. We get caught up in the fact that, you know, things cost money and we're in it to make money, and we kind of just put our own, you know, thoughts and assumptions onto other people and assume that they're going to want to get paid, and then we assume that we can't afford to pay them, and we come up with all these excuses and reasons why we can't do something. But if you just ask people, they're more than happy to do it for you. You know, never underestimate how much people want to feel needed and feel noticed and understood and feel liked. You know, people really are just looking for someone to say, hey, you did a really good job, or you're really good at this, I'd love to talk to you more about that. And that's all they need.
It makes them feel really, really good. And that in turn makes me feel good, because you're helping someone out. And usually it's a kid, it's a teenager who's not doing really too much, or he's at school or whatever. And by someone asking, you know what it's like to be a teenager, getting grief from your parents and you're not having a very good time. So when someone comes along and says, look, do what you love doing and I'll give you a bit of money for it, I'll give you some credit, I'll tell a whole bunch of people about it, it's amazing. And just to give another example there, there's a guy, one of my colleagues in my business networking has got a son. I think he's about 14 or 15. And you get it a lot when you talk to parents with parents of teenagers and they say, oh, my teenage kid is, he's going a bit, he's getting into that phase right now. And that sort of, I can relate to that because that was me, 10 years ago only. So I can think, right, okay, how can I help that kid? And this particular colleague of mine, not a client, just a friend, has got a kid who's really, really good at playing the guitar. So, again, massive market there for people who want to learn how to play the guitar. So I said, look, get your kid to come over to my house. We'll set up an area. We can film him playing guitar and as if he's doing a guitar tutorial. And we'll make, 50 or 60 videos across a weekend and whack them out on YouTube. He'll get full credit. And if he really wants, we'll make him some money through it as well. And at 15, because I was doing this when I was 12, 13, 14, with really random affiliate things like Barnes & Noble. And when you make a couple of quid, a couple of bucks, when you're that age, mate, that's the game changer at that age. When even if you're making $20 a month or whatever, you think, wow, because you've got more lunch money than anyone else in school. And that's a game changer because you think of the possibility and you start off small and you can just scale it up. So, like you said, never underestimate the power of making someone feel good about themselves because it's so good for you as well. They'll come back and help you more than you can ever imagine.
Yeah, I mean, 15 years ago, if someone had come to me and said, I want you to play Mario Kart all weekend, just record the screen, my website gets a ton of hits, I'll put your name on the video, you'll be a superstar. I would have done that all weekend for years on end and never even thought to ask someone for money because I just love doing it.
Exactly. And that's not we're not sort of exploiting anyone. It's just, it's helping people out, really. So it's good fun.
Yeah, definitely. And I think then with the skills and that you've got, you can then take them to the next level and say, look, this is how I'm making money off this. You could do this as well. Let me show you how. And
absolutely.
They take that next step in their, evolution where they can now learn to monetize something they love doing. And, hopefully that guy who's playing a guitar is now able to go off and start a business where he gets paid money to do what he loves rather than having
exactly.
to work in a salt mine or something.
Yeah. The only risk is from the parents, they come back to me and think, Suraj, my son told me you told them not to get a job and not to go to university, just sit on the internet all day. It's worth it.
Yeah, definitely. So that's one of your traffic techniques. I know you've got a lot of different ones. Obviously, YouTube's a big one for videos. And I know that you've got a little product coming out soon called the Traffic Acceleration System.
So that's right.
Tell us a little bit more about that. What's the backstory to that? What do we get with it? Sounds interesting.
Sure. Well, it's essentially the Traffic Acceleration System is an online course. It covers 8 of the core modules that I think any beginner, or not even a beginner, any internet marketer wants to, sort of press the reset button if it's not working for them, or a newbie wants to get involved and know the core things that they really need to do to get started. The Traffic Acceleration System does exactly that. It's 8 modules covering things like blogging, SEO, all of the social media, Web 2.0 and RSS feeds angle, article marketing, video marketing, pay-per-click. And in the pay-per-click section, I go a lot of into Facebook ads. I actually prefer Facebook ads over AdWords. For a whole number of reasons, just so much more targeted. And I'm on Facebook most of the day as well, not just for socializing, but just for business research and connecting and engaging with clients as well. So I really love Facebook pay-per-click. And then we finish up with affiliate marketing and monetization of all your blogs or your articles or videos or what have you. Now, the interesting thing and the difference between the Traffic Acceleration System course and other courses is I don't just teach through the videos, I actually do. So what we do is we take a hypothetical business right from the start. In this case, it's a florist. So I use a florist in London as this hypothetical business. And as I go through all those 8 modules, we do all of those, we implement all of those principles for this hypothetical business as we go along. So for example, in the blogging section, we start with blogging as the foundation. So we say, you know, this is how you create a WordPress blog. This is how you need to install it and host it and what have you. And we go through the customization of a WordPress blog, all the basic things that you need to customize and all the plugins you need to put in for this florist in London. So we essentially create a blog for this florist in London with some content, some images and what have you. The next module, we go into SEO. So again, we build the SEO for this florist in London. Then it comes to, say, video marketing. And in the course of live on the screen, we create a YouTube channel or a TubeMogul account for this florist in London. We get some videos from somewhere for the purposes of this course, distribute them. So it's all actually done in real life. It's not sort of click here and click here. We actually publish these videos. We create the Twitter accounts. We create the Facebook fan pages. We create RSS feeds. I actually do a bit of pay-per-click advertising for the purpose of this course. And then right at the very end, I show how to monetize the blog and the videos and the articles using affiliate offers and other monetization things like maybe CPA offers. So we actually take a business from nothing, from startup, through these 8 modules, so that by the end of those 8 modules, they've got an entire internet marketing business. And the aim is, by the end of the 8 modules, I can show through one of the affiliate portals that I'll be using or through Aweber that, look, during the making of this course, we made some money, or we got a whole bunch of opt-ins for this product. So that's the aim. Just a bit of proof as well that it does work, and that's essentially the entire course.
That's fantastic. I think that is, you know, the missing link in a lot of internet marketing training is, you know, every product says this is what you can do, and maybe they teach you how to do it, but they don't actually show you them doing it. They don't show you, you know, all the little nooks and crannies and all the things to watch out for. And a lot of people, and you know, myself included, I can go through a course and read it all and understand it, but when it comes to actually doing it, you know, you get to the first screen and you're not really sure what you're meant to put in the first box, and suddenly something else catches your eye, and before you know it, you're not even implementing the course anymore. So I think that really is the missing link. If you can show people, you know, exactly not what just to do, but how to do it and take them through the process, I think that's brilliant.
Absolutely. And that's what people have been, I think, crying out for. You know, a lot of people have been asking the same questions. I know what to do. So, okay, you know, people tell me, yeah, do a YouTube channel and do some video or some article marketing. Well, you know, what the hell does that mean? How do they actually do that? So that's hopefully the aim of the course, is to bridge that gap.
Fantastic. And have you released this yet? Or is this still in the works?
It's actually still in the works, but it's going to be released within the next few weeks. Gonna go for the whole product launch thing. People can go to the website now and pre-register for it. All the pre-registrations won't pay the full price for it. That's all I'm gonna say right now. It's not gonna be one of these courses that breaks the bank. It's gonna be the most ridiculously high value for the most ridiculously low cost, because I want to make it easy for people to make that decision to learn about it properly. And because I know people have invested hundreds or thousands probably in different courses, and this is not there to replace any of those. It's purely there to supplement and complement what they already know, but just takes them one step further. So it's going to be immense value. You know, 8 modules, it's more than 10 hours worth of content and live demonstrations and interviews with other experts from around the world. And it's not just the content they get. Underneath every video, there'll be links to interviews with so-and-so, or downloadable worksheets and guides and ebooks that I've bought from other people that I've asked, can I give this away in my course, because I think it's so brilliant. So there's more than just the 10 or so hours of content. It's a whole bunch of other stuff as well. All I'm going to say is, if anyone wants to pre-register for this, you can. And whilst it's still in pre-registration mode, the price is going to come down, and we're practically going to give it away.
Fantastic. Mate, you've delivered a ton of value on this call. We've covered, you know, affiliate marketing, consulting and SEO reselling, a few different little traffic techniques. And in that traffic section, you really did drop a few gold nuggets. I'd highly suggest people re-listen to this and take notes a couple of different times, because there was some really good info in that. So I can't thank you enough. I've had a great time chatting. We've been talking for an hour now.
Yeah.
Being solid content, mate. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for jumping on the call with me.
Thanks, Carl.
Cool. Great. Thanks so much, mate.
Cheers, buddy.
Bye.